This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating Parakram Divas today to mark the 128th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration is being organised for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days from today. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. In his video message, the Prime Minister said the countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
साथियों, नेताजी ने देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए आजाद हिंद फौज बनाई। इसमें देश के हर क्षेत्र, हर वर्ग के वीर और वीरांगनाएं शामिल थी। सबकी भाषाएं अलग-अलग थी, लेकिन भावना एक थी। देश की आजादी यही एकजुटता आज विकसित भारत के लिए भी बहुत बड़ी सीख है तब स्वराज के लिए हमें एक होना था आज विकसित भारत के लिए हमें एक रहना है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and other leaders also paid their respects. While interacting with school students present there, the Prime Minister inquired from the students what is the goal of the nation by 2047, to which a student with utmost confidence answered, to make India a developed nation, Vikasit Bharat. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and various leaders have paid tributes to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary. A full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day parade was held on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. During the full dress rehearsal, the T-90 tank, Nag missile system and Pinaka rocket system showcased the country's military might. Apart from that, different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states have presented glimpses of diverse strengths and cultural inclusiveness. Election campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Addressing a public meeting in Kirari Assembly constituency, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath criticised the ruling party in Delhi for the poor condition of roads and cleanliness issues in the national capital. He also slammed the AAP for lack of cleanliness of the Yamuna River. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is also going to address 3 rallies this evening. Department of Consumer Affairs has issued notices seeking response from 2 leading private cab aggregators for charging different price based on different models of mobiles. Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today highlighted about it in a social media post. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju today visited the Akashvani and Doordarshan camp office located at Sector 4 at Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj and reviewed the arrangements made for the coverage of Mahakumbh 2025. Later, talking to reporters, Mr. Jaju said Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for the wider coverage of the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025 and disseminating information related to various programmes and activities of Mahakumbh. The Northern Railways Division of the Indian Railways has announced operation of 3 special trains between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Railway Station, Katra and Prayagraj to facilitate pilgrims travelling to the Mahakumbh Mela 2025. In Dubai, the Indian People Forum's Business and Professional Council hosted the Innovator and Investor Summit, spotlighting 3 startups whose innovations celebrate India's emerging role as a global hub of innovation and entrepreneurship. In ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India defeated Sri Lanka by 60 runs in their third and final Group A fixture in Kuala Lumpur today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.